My name is Edgar, and I just buried a man alive. How do you cope with loss? How do you deal with the loss of a child, or a loved one for that matter? Some people just mourn, others abuse drugs or alcohol. Some just give up and slowly die of loneliness. I chose to put the blame squarely on Alan. My daughter's death, my wife's suicide, all because of Alan. I wanted to make him suffer, make him pay. The second it happens, it's like an invisible force reaches into your chest and rips out your heart. A piece of you dies with the one you love. An abyss of blackness consumes you, sentenced to a claustrophobic black prison, suspended in limbo. Unable to feel anything except pain, misery, and sadness. The tears are there, but you can't cry. The sadness grows into anger. Anger boils into hatred. Hatred rots and festers into madness. You begin to physically and mentally decay. I have a story to tell. By the time I finish writing, I'll be gone. We were best friends once, Alan and I. We were neighbors. We had barbecues. Our wives went shopping. We watched football, drank beer together. That all changed 1 year ago. Alan was driving home one evening. He was on the phone when he pulled into the parking lot, distracted. Unfortunately, he didn't see her, Shelley, my little girl. My sweet little girl. She was in the parking lot too, riding her bike. We told her 100 times to look out for cars. But distracted, Alan didn't brake in time. She died instantly. Sure, it was an accident. The police said so. Alan took it very hard. He cried and apologized to Lori and I dozens of times. What do you say to your best friend when he kills your daughter? After that, we kept our distance from them. We were going through problems of our own. Lori blamed Alan, then me. She said I should have kept an eye on her. Alan shouldn't have been on the phone. She cried in what seemed like buckets of tears. I didn't. I was dead inside. Numb. I got home late one night. I should have known something was wrong. I called Lori on my lunch break, but she didn't answer. She always answers. I texted her. Nothing. I made my way to the bedroom. Lately, that's where she always was. In the bedroom. Crying. Sleeping. Crying. She wasn't there. I see the bathroom door closed. Lori, I called. Honey? No answer. I saw Lori in the bathtub. She was dead. She had slashed her wrists. On the sink was a letter. Apparently, Lori just couldn't go on without Shelley. I was devastated. I buried my daughter, then my wife, just a few months apart. I felt my whole world crumbling around me. My girls were dead. What kind of a cruel God would do that? A few months later, I saw Alan at Wally World. He offered his condolences. I nodded. We small talked for a few minutes and went about our business. I turned as I saw him get into his car. He answered his cell phone. Then it hit me like a ton of bricks. It was Alan. It was his fault. Shelley was dead. It was his fault Lori took her life. It was his fault I was alone and miserable. It was all his fault my life was shit. That's when I decided to do something about it. Once my plan was set in motion, I felt alive again. Alan has always liked his wine. Not an expert per se, but a fan nonetheless. That was my in. I told him I wanted to clear the air. Plus, I had one of those Napa Valley wines I wanted him to try. Of course, he agreed. I politely asked if Julie was around, because I wanted to talk to her, too. She was perfect. We exchanged hugs and condolences and pleasantries. I showed them the bottle of wine. They smiled. I opened the bottle and poured three glasses. I gave them theirs. I put mine on the table. They drank. I smiled. They both collapsed. I smiled. I had injected a powerful sedative through the cork. Just enough to knock them out. I had work to do. Guess the sedative wasn't powerful enough. He was still groggy, but alert enough to know something wasn't right. I quickly grabbed my gun and hit him once in the back of the head. He stopped moving. I taped his feet and mouth as well. I pulled the trigger. Alan's eyes widened. As I covered him with dirt, I thought to myself, he was my friend at one point. I stopped shoveling and walked to the car, returned, and threw a flashlight in the hole with him. After all, we were best friends. And here we are. I should have enough time. This one has a lethal dose. I have no reason to go on anymore. I wanted to live long enough to exact my revenge on the man who ruined my life. I miss my family. I'll be with them soon enough. I really feel bad for Julie. I didn't shoot her. She'll be fine. I drugged her and loosened her hands. I just needed Alan to feel what I felt. Loss. They'll never find him. My name is Edgar, and I buried a man alive.
So
who would really like reach out, like grab it, like how do you want that to
okay,
work?
Rob, but
I'll present it, I'll show it to you, and then just
and then
why don't you go get us some glasses while him and I, you know, it's been so long since you killed my daughter. You
yeah, something like that, Julie, but step in closer.
It's turning sour.
Closer in.
It's turning
okay.
sour.
And then
my
I take
hands.
It and I go get the wine glasses. Right?
Exactly.
Okay.
Come on, Rob, come on. Get that shit. Let's go.
Didn't do anything.
You were just saying that.
Well, I know who's the giggle maker.
Okay, here. Okay, okay. I'm sorry.
And
no.
Action. No, don't look at that. I thought y'all action give about 3 seconds.
My keyboard is so low.
Action.
She can't say that.
Right. Wow.
Can you close it? No, actually. All right, lay her down, lay her down.
Get some tape.
No, 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 no tape. No, just lay her down, lay her down. All right, guys, get out of the way. All right, can you move back and forth, Andrea?
Oh, she said you.
Yeah, you know what?